Hey, it's a local spotlight show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host today and my guest. We go back a little ways. Andy Prane, how are you, Andy?
I'm great, Chris. How are you today?
Good, good. They finally got you out of Georgia's today.
Yeah, they finally took the shackles off and let me out.
Yes, I know the feeling. So, Andy, now you took over Georgia's like 2 years ago, but you'd been in the business for how many years?
Oh, over 20 years.
Yeah, and you're still a young man.
I guess that's fair to say.
Yeah, you're pretty young. I mean, you grew up in Bethalto?
Yep, Bethalto, Illinois.
Yeah. Did you play any sports over there?
I did. I was a three-sport athlete there. I played football, baseball, and basketball. And for people in Jerseyville that don't know, Bethalto is a kind of a rival.
They know.
So, you know, I've got a lot of buddies up here that I met through sports, and we still rekindle some of the glory days. But, you know, the buddies back at home in Bethalto kind of give me grief for moving up here 8 years ago. And my response to that is, if you can't beat them, join them. So that's exactly what I did. So I am a Panther now. I've traded in my purple and gold, and I'm happy to represent the Jerseyville colors.
There you go. Hey, did you get involved in that? I don't know. It was probably like 7 years ago or something where they had an alumni game of the older guys.
Did you play in that? Yeah. So no, I didn't make it to that. I had a alumni game for baseball that they did before the football, and I was sore for about a week after that.
I can imagine.
That was baseball, so I declined the offer. My agent didn't see that fitting. My agent is my wife.
Yes.
She had to watch me hobble around after the alumni baseball game. So
did you think about it?
I thought about it, and that's a young man's game.
Oh man, those guys were talking about it, and they said, you know, like, I was like, whoa, you guys,
yeah,
you guys are in for a rude awakening.
Oh yeah,
but they went off, but no, they didn't do one the next year.
Yeah, yeah, they must have ran out of participants, maybe.
So you grew up in Alton or Bethalto, mm-hmm. But then you managed to make your way into Alton.
Yeah, I moved to Alton when I was 19. Being a couple buddies, we lived in an apartment, loft apartment in downtown Alton, right when the height of the block party started in downtown Alton. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Really, really cool atmosphere when that first started. Mm-hmm. A lot of the bars and restaurants got together and put on a real good time. And it was kind of a frat house, to say the least. We went from there to then bought a house. I bought a house behind Johnson's Corner when I was 20, and had a couple buddies from Bethalto, a couple buddies from Jerseyville move in with me. And that was a good time as well. We went to a lot of class, did a lot of studying at Lewis and Clark, and yeah, it was a good time.
So. Yes. And then, at what point didn't you start working for Johnson's Corner?
Yeah. So, I was entertained an offer by Bob Johnson and Jimmy Johnson to, work at Johnson's Corner down in Alton.
Yeah. That's what they want. They want somebody living right behind the place, so they can get you at any time.
That's right. So, and, which was good. I did have to decline the offer, because I wasn't of age to bartend yet. But I couldn't really tell them that because I was a patron of the establishment. When I turned 21, I told Bob, I said, hey, I'll take that job. And he looked at me and said a few choice words and then hired me. So and I was there for 20 years.
20 years.
Yeah.
20 now, years. You bartended for a while, but then you ended up helping or running the kitchen.
Yeah. I bartended for a while, and I enjoyed that. And then we needed help in the kitchen, and I'd always liked to cook. My mom kind of taught me how to cook. My grandma was an influence on me in the kitchen as well. So it was something you could do to bond with your mother and grandmother. And that was fun. So went back there and learned all kinds of stuff.
And you enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it. I enjoyed knowing all sides of the bar restaurant business. And, for me to learn, I have to do it to understand it. And so that's what I did. And we were fairly successful that way. We started to do caterings and did a lot of parties and stuff like that for people.
And you were the one that kind of got that going?
Yeah. So Jimmy Johnson's wife, Kathy Johnson, she did a lot of that. So we would work together, and it was fun. We had a lot of fun doing that.
I remember you telling me a story about the kitchen when you brought in pizza. You had like way too much room, but you figured it out. What was that story?
So we, the pizza that we started there, it's called Stanley's Pizza. And we started that back in 2013 at Johnson's Corner. And Johnson's didn't have a pizza at the time. And so we were looking to maybe incorporate one into the menu. So what we did was did a lot of practicing, made a lot of pizzas, just kind of had fun with it. There was actually a linen closet in the kitchen that was not being used for everything that needed to be used for. So we ended up tearing it out and put the pizza kitchen in there. And since then, We've been making pizzas, homemade pizzas, homemade dough, fresh toppings, and
carried it over to George's.
Yep, and then we brought it up to George's. I think we got the oven installed around last Christmas, and got it fired up. And we've had good success with that as well. We do specialty pizzas, and then we also do a pizza of the month. So every month, look for us on Facebook to see what the new pizza of the month is. This month is a margarita pizza, and the month of August is going to be a Mediterranean chicken pizza.
Sounds good. Now at George's, of course, I presented you with taking over George's, and we worked out a deal, and you've done a great job of carrying on the traditions at George's. What did you find? You had any surprises or anything that you didn't realize being an owner, going from working for Johnson's Corner, now you got your own place. What were some challenges for you?
I think the biggest challenge is just understanding that you have to tackle something new every day. I'm kind of driven by, I'm a creature of habit. And when you're the owner, there are things that surprise you every day, but you just gotta pick away at it and put one fire out at a time. And that's just what you do.
Yeah. I hear you. Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Andy Prane with me, the owner of George's for 2 years now, and doing a fine job. How about the people of Jerseyville? I know you knew a lot, but I bet you,
I can't say anything more about the community here in Jerseyville. That's just awesome people, hardworking people. We go to Mass at St. Mary's in Fielden. We're part of my kids go to Holy Ghost, and they love it. They love school. We love the parish. We love the sense community here. And it's been an awesome experience.
Well, tell me about, for a long time you were a single guy, but tell me about how you become married and a family man.
Yeah, so I met my wife, Betsy. She's originally from Quincy, Illinois. I met her at Johnson's Corner.
Were you bartender or just hanging?
You know, I was hanging at that point in time. And there was a Cubs-Cardinal game on the television, and I'm a pretty avid Cardinals fan, and Betsy is a Cubs fan.
Oh.
So, yeah, there was a little banter going on back and forth, and I just thought she was, you know, a typical Cubs fan who just, mm-hmm. you know, kind of, they know everything kind of deal. And I said, I bet you don't even know who's playing center field, because at that time, the Cubs had just brought up a rookie center fielder. And she looked at me and she said, that's Felix Pea. And this is the guy's first game in the major leagues. And I looked at her and I said, well, I love you. And then the rest was history.
Really?
Yeah. That's all it took.
Wow. That's some magic. Oh, shoot. That's great. And you guys, and what's Betsy do?
So Betsy's a social worker for the Alton School District. She is excellent at her profession. I joke with her, though, that she doesn't get a day off because she has to come home and deal me, and I'm her biggest case. So, yeah, Betsy's awesome. She's been instrumental in George's as well. She does all kinds of things behind the scenes and also takes care of her wonderful children. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, how about those kids?
Yeah, they're
the two little beauties.
Yeah, they're awesome. The kids are great. You know, I never realized for so long how fast time flies until you have kids of your own. And then the clock is ticking, it seems like, nonstop.
You know, when you have... I just know when I was single and then I got married, right, which changes things a little bit. But when you have a child, all of a sudden it's a brand new world, you know?
Yeah,
it's
no
like
doubt.
It's like, oh my gosh, I've got another mouth to feed.
Right.
You know,
yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, and just yep. the responsibility, you kind of grow up
sure
overnight.
Do. Sure
you?
Do. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, you step your game up.
Yeah, you definitely step your game up.
Now at George's, You've been doing some heavy catering and parties and stuff.
Yeah, we do caterings. We have a banquet room upstairs. We can get up to 90 people in that banquet room. We've got a full kitchen upstairs, full bar. We do have a menu for up there that we'll give to somebody to take a look at if they're interested in having that kind of food. If not, if they want something totally different, not off the menu. I mean, our kitchen is awesome, our staff is awesome, and they're willing to do whatever. So yeah, if there's something different you want to have or something you got a hankering for, we can make that happen for you.
How have the pizzas went over?
The pizzas have went over really well. That people have really liked them. We've got good positive feedback from it. I think they enjoy the fact that we rotate a pizza every month too. Just people are always asking towards the end of the month, hey, what's the next pizza of the month? What's it going to be?
Do a short pitch on your pizzas. What kind of pizza is it? Because there's all kinds of different pizzas.
Yeah, so we have a gas oven, but it's similar to a wood oven other than the obvious. Yeah. We're not burning wood. And the reason we do that is
I understand completely.
Yeah, it's the wood's a lot of work.
And, oh yeah.
And our pizzas come out. They're cooked at about 800 or 700 degrees, and then they take about 5 minutes to cook. But I make all the dough. We roll the dough. They're hand tossing the pizzas every day. Every time somebody orders a pizza, they're literally tossing dough back in the kitchen and then, putting the...
Tossing it and spinning it?
Spinning it, yep. We've...
Would you make... Is that a medium crust, you think?
Yeah, it's a 12-inch crust. So you get...
No, I meant the thickness.
Oh, the thickness, yeah, hand tossed. Yep. Yep. About
medium.
I'd say it's a medium crust. That's fair to say.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good pizza.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a good one.
Thank
for
you.
For sure. So how about, you know, your dad, okay, Ted, he's in the cattle business and he's also in the meat processing business.
Yes.
Do you guys use his steaks?
Absolutely. So the steaks we're getting ready to incorporate it's been a little tricky. We sell a lot of steaks at George's. So what we're going to do now is start featuring some of his cuts. And we're excited to do that. I mean, we're going to do like a porterhouse. We're also going to do a T-bone. We're just going to do some different things that aren't on the menu all the time at George's. Mm-hmm. And just have signature sides with these steaks and just throw them out there until they run out. And then, yeah. So we also, all our burger from George's comes from the farm, comes from Dad and in his herd. So it's a good burger. It's a good product. He works hard putting it out there. And
stresses in trying to produce, you know, good beef.
Yeah, he absolutely does. I mean, and anyone that would like to come take a look at his operation, take a look at his farm, he'd be happy to show you how he treats those animals, because I think they get treat better than my brother and I.
Oh, shoot. You know, one thing that you've continued, which I really like, is having the live music. Mm-hmm. Tell me about it. What your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm a music lover. I am not an artist by any means. I can't play an instrument.
You're just like me.
Yeah, I can't. I can't sing. Dad can sing, but I can't sing. And I've always my uncles have turned me on to music since I was little. And they've taken me to concerts, and I've tagged along and learned a lot of things from them. But you know, I appreciate the artist. We have great local talent here, and you know, a lot of them they need to have a spot to showcase their mm-hmm. ability. And you know, I think it's cool to have that ambiance in George's. You know, we try to select, you know, artists that maybe they're not loud. It's never more than one or two guys up there. Mm-hmm. We like to, you know, dial it in. You know, you got to know your space,
right?
And and they're all pretty good about that. And yeah, it's fun. It's
how are you finding them?
You know,
I know there's, you had some, yeah, there's a lot of guys that were on the menu, but
yeah, so
I've seen a lot of new faces.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate. I mean, there is a circle of musicians, obviously, and they communicate. And I think once they feel comfortable at a venue, they spread the word. And I have been very fortunate. I don't have enough spaces for people to play, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, that's nice.
So that is nice. I'm booked out through January now. And yeah, it's been a blessing to have that, because I really had never dipped my toe in any of that before.
You know, and the thing is, you know, how many establishments, especially in a town the size of Jerseyville, mm-hmm. has live music four nights a week?
Yeah,
nobody does that.
No, they don't. And you know, I understand some people may not like it, and I think some people do like it. I think that Jerseyville as a whole is very talented, and they're very talented people in this community. And you know, it gives them a little opportunity as well to showcase their talents. I think people here appreciate it.
I think they do too. You know, we do that local vocal show on Sunday nights. Mike hosts it, and I'm amazed at the local talent that we have.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy how good they are. We'll end this interview. What do you like? What's going on, or what do you want the people to know that we haven't talked about yet?
First off, I want to thank my staff. I want to thank, you know, from the back of the house to the front of the house, we have exceptional employees, and they make this job, a very hard job, easier. And they
How about Rich, though?
Rich, the bartender, is he's great, you know, and we've became really close. He's a good friend of mine, and yeah, I love the kid.
Yeah, so, he is lovable.
He's got the best mustache in Jersey County.
You know, he's a heck of a pickleball player,
and too. A heck of a pickleball player. He can juggle, and he can pour a fine drink. I can tell you that.
And he's pretty witty.
He is that.
Yeah,
he is that.
How about now? Have you had a Rock the Block concert yet?
Yeah. So last year in September, we had Jake Maurer play in the fire station behind us, and he was exceptional.
Great
guy. Enjoyed the music. So yeah, we got a little taste of that. Matty Shell played behind like where Terrapins at back in May. You know, local talent. She's incredible as well. So yeah, we enjoy the Rock the Block. It's a good way to bring the community out, bring them together. You know, it's just for a few hours.
Jake's coming again this year. I think in September.
Well, that's great. We hope so, because like I said, we enjoyed the heck out of that.
Yeah.
So,
well, any last words of wisdom?
Nah, I don't think so. Other than we're gonna have a good Oktoberfest on October 4th. It's a Saturday.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a German-themed menu all day long. We're going to have music all day long. And we're hoping to have a celebratory toast around 5:30 with a beer from Germany.
Yes.
That Fritz Distributing is going to help us out with. They're going to, I guess, send somebody over there to grab it. I don't know. Maybe they'll send Decker on a boat over there to get it.
Yeah. I don't know if he'll come back. you might have to use something else.
Yeah, maybe.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in. It's been fun. And you take care of yourself.
All
don't
right,
work
Chris.
Too hard.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate it.